A few years ago, Al Keefe, who was WBEZ's political reporter then, sat down with Mikvah for a long interview. All these stories are from that conversation. The first is the most famous. It's an iconic story about Chicago politics. New in town, a law student, Mikvah stopped by the local ward office to volunteer.
And the quintessential Chicago ward committee man took the cigar out of his mouth and said, "Who sent you, kid?" And I said, "Nobody sent me." He said, "Well, we don't want nobody, nobody sent." And that was the start of my political career.
Less well-known was Mikvah's encounter a few years later with the heart of machine politics, the patronage system. That's where government jobs went to good campaign workers who were sponsored by the local Democratic committeemen. This came after Mikvah finished law school, first in his class, editor of the Law Review, and clerked for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sherman Shea Mitten. As his clerkship wound down, Mikvah told his boss he'd like to be a federal prosecutor in Chicago. Justice Mitten was glad to help. He was friends with the father of the man Mikvah wanted to work for, the top federal prosecutor here, Otto Kerner.
So he sat down, he wrote a handwritten note. "Otto, this is a fine young man. You should take a look at him." Signed, Shea. I came back to Chicago and went to the U.S. Attorney's office, and the note got me in to see Otto Kerner. And he reminisced for a few minutes about how he was a young boy when he first met Justice Mitten, and how his Mitten and his father were such close friends. And then he looked at the note again and he said, "Who's your sponsor?" "This is the U.S. Attorney's office." And I didn't know how to answer. I said, "Well, I guess Justice Mitten." He said, "No, no, no. Who's your ward committeeman?" I said, "I don't know."
Wait, so you have a note from a U.S. Supreme Court justice to try to get a job as a federal prosecutor in Chicago. And he's asking you who your ward boss is?
And I couldn't tell him, and that was the end of my career as a prosecutor.
Mikvah went back to politics. He worked with political independents in Hyde Park and got himself elected state rep in 1956, then Congress, the appellate court, the White House. He took pride in mentoring young people entering political life. However, there was one person for whom Mikvah's early attempts at mentorship seemed to fail, Barack Obama. When Obama graduated from law school, Mikvah tried to recruit the young lawyer as a clerk. Obama turned him down to pursue public office in Chicago.
I thought, boy, he's got a lot to learn. You just don't go to Chicago and plant your flag and run. Well, 4 years later, I came back to Chicago, and he was a member of the state senate. And we got to become friends and went to breakfast and lunch a lot. He was anxious to move up the ladder and was thinking about running for Congress. And I must confess that I exercised very bad judgment and encouraged him to run against Bobby Rush. And he got creamed, as you remember.
Obama's career recovered from that advice, as did their relationship. The president issued a statement after Mikvah's death saying, "I've lost a mentor and a friend." Al Keefe asked Abner Mikvah how he'd like to be remembered.
I'd like to be most remembered for energizing kids to get involved in politics. I'd like my legacy to be he made sure that somebody sent people.
President Obama's statement says, "We're all better off because we were sent by Ab Mikvah and because Ab, in turn, sent us forward to do big things." Dan Weissman, WBEZ.